The NBA Finals here on Warriors Sound, bringing us a very special moment in the pregame of Game 2 on Sunday as Warriors legend Al Attles joined Hubie Brown as co-honorees with the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award as presented by the National Basketball Coaches Association. Let's listen into the press conference as both Al Attles and Hubie Brown were honored.
This year we are very much blessed to have two great recipients. I'm going to introduce our first award winner first, Al Attles. And by the way, this is the most crowded the room has ever been, Al. We've had Al Attles is a guy really needs no introduction here, but I'll give you a little rundown on his career. He was drafted in 1960 by the Philadelphia Warriors, who then became the San Francisco Warriors and eventually the Golden State Warriors. Al played for 11 years. During his ninth year, he was called in by the owner and asked if he wanted to be the player coach. Al just told me the story. He continually said, no. And the coach finally said, we'll see you tomorrow, and let's just give it a shot for 30 games. And so Al got into coaching that way. He was a player coach for an additional year and then became the full-time head coach in the 71-72 season. Championship basketball got its start in the Bay Area under this man, who in 1975 guided one of the real Cinderella stories in the history of sports when the Golden State Warriors beat the Washington Bullets 4-0 in the championship finals. And it was a historic finals for a couple of different reasons. Number one, Golden State was a team that kind of came out of nowhere and got really hot, and Al did an amazing job. And at that time, Al was the second African-American head coach in NBA history to win a championship, the first being Bill Russell. Al coached 13 years until he joined the front office in 1983 on a full-time basis, and has been in that capacity for his remaining tenure. Now, we did some math on the way over here, and this is Al's 57th year with the Golden State Warriors, which is just an amazing run. And so David and I were figuring out, well, you know, Red Auerbach had to be close to that. So Red came to Boston in 1950 and passed away in 2006. So that was 56 years. So as far as we know, Al is the longest tenured.
They haven't caught up to him yet.
Part of a franchise, probably in the history of the NBA and probably the history of any sport. So it's my great pleasure to present Al Attles with the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award.
Rick, stand up. Stand up. Give that man a hand. Give that man a hand. Wait. You can do better than that. Give that man a hand. Rick, stand up. Rick, stand up. Now.
Al, if you could make a couple comments, that'd be great.
Well, first, the comment I'd like to make is for my grandson, who is a pretty good basketball player in his own right. Isaiah, nice to see you, son. But on another note, I would like to thank everyone. There's someone who's not here any longer who I really, really think is responsible for me being here. His name was Mr. Muley, who was the owner of the Warriors many, many years. And he called me in one day and said he wanted me to coach, and I turned it down three times. And he said, well, I can't really go home yet until you receive, you know, the recognition to coach. And I said, well, Mr. Muley, you'll never go home again. And so finally the next day he said, well, okay, it was too late. We can't be on television. So go home and think about it. And he finally talked to my wife, and she convinced me to do it. And I said, I'd do it for 30 games, and I coached about a long time. In fact, some of you here used to boo me. I remember her there.
No,
I'm only kidding. But I really appreciate this award. Growing up in New Jersey, going to college in North Carolina, playing in Philadelphia, and then moving to the West Coast, it was a great, great meeting for me to come out here. And I really appreciate this award because there's only one team in the NBA, and I want all of you to do me a favor. Everybody just close your eyes. Everybody raise your hand. Everybody raise your hand. Everybody in the room raise your hand. Put your hands down, open your eyes. they were all Warrior fans, and I really appreciate it. But I think a few of you used to boo me too, so I really appreciate it. But I really, really want to thank you for this award. Anytime you could win an award, you always have to remember you win it based on what other people did. And there's nothing but great things. Rick Barry's here, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Al. Our next recipient is a guy that is a living legend, a high school, college, ABA, NBA coaching career spanning, you know, the better part of six decades. He was a three-year assistant coach with Chuck Daly at Duke University under Vic Bubas in from 69 to 72. Went on to become an assistant Milwaukee, was a head coach of the Kentucky Colonels' only ABA championship in 1975. Went to Atlanta, became coach of the year in 78. Moved on to New York, brought them back to playoff prominence in the early 80s. And in 2004 was hired to, you know, lift the Grizzlies franchise, which had been struggling. And Hubie got them to their first playoffs in 2004, first 50-win season. And a second Coach of the Year award that happened 26 years after his first Coach of the Year award, which is just an amazing accomplishment. And I doubt that that's ever happened in any other sport. He was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame in 2005. He is a giver, a great mentor to so many of us, myself, so many other coaches, a great ambassador to our game, and a trusted friend. My pleasure to announce Hubie Brown as a co-recipient of the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you. In order to hang around for as many years as we have been hanging around, you have to have a family that will handle the nine moves. So your wife and your children have made plenty of sacrifices in order for me to be able to stand in front of you today. And also, from a professional level, I cannot thank enough the 12 assistant coaches that I had that enabled us to go into the different places and create a style of play. And also, fortunately for us, we had some success. But I just want to tell you about why this is so meaningful to me, because I was a high school coach in New Jersey at Fairlawn High School. And it was 66 in the summer, and I'm coaching a summer league. I have six teams in here, and they're playing on Monday and Wednesday night. And in comes a number of college coaches, because there were quite a few players that were in out of these six teams. I'd be highly recruited by all Division I teams. So the two people who come in are Chuck Daly and the other assistant at that time, Tom Carmody. So I strike up a friendship with them, and all of a sudden, within a few years, the five-star basketball camp opens up, and Chuck and I are at the five-star camp for years and years. So we had a relationship, and I was offered a freshman coaching job at William & Mary. I was there 1 year, and in that April of the year, I received a phone call from Chuck Daly. And Chuck said, Tom Carmody just accepted the Rhode Island job. And he said, I'm putting you in to be the assistant, but you have to have a meeting with Vic Bubas up in Allentown, where they had six states where all the great high school players were playing in a tournament. So I went up there and I interviewed, and fortunately, he offered me the job. But if it wasn't for Chuck Daly, I never would have been able to make that move. And I can't thank him enough for he and his wife, Terry, for how they welcomed my wife and my family to Duke, but more important, broke down the enormous, when you're the freshman coach, you're also the head of recruiting. I went from being a recruiter in the Northeast and Southeast to a recruiter for the entire United States. And when you had at Duke at that time was right at the top, and they were playing great basketball, and Vic Bubas had been in the Final Four 3 years in a row. So I'm on the job a week, and I'm in the office, and we all know what a great dresser Chuck Daly was. All right? So he comes into my office, he says, listen, you have terrible ties. I said, So what does that have to do with this job? You know, you're being a... He goes, no. He said, I'm going to have you come over to my house today. And he said, you have to work on your ties. I said, Chuck, I have a wife, three little girls. My wife is pregnant. I'm making $7,000. Believe it or not, I have other things to worry about other than ties. Okay. He takes me to his house. Help me God, this is true. We were both living in these little three-room ranch-type houses with carports, no garage. I'm making $7,000. He's making $12,000. We walk in. There's the master bedroom and a bedroom for his daughter. And then he opens up this side bedroom, and we go in, and he closes the door, and I look at the door, and there were racks like this across. And he looks, all ties on these four racks. You thought you were in a men's store, okay? So I look at him, he goes, no, he said, I got to shape you up here right now. So he goes over, and he picks out 15 ties, and he gives me the 15 ties, and the price tag was on every single one of them. And I just said, this guy is a, unless you're around him, he was a humble guy. He helped a lot of people. He never looked for credit. And he was the type of a guy that when I first met him, he was one of the best offensive minds that I had known at that time in offensive basketball. He was a joy to be around, and I can never thank him enough for the opportunity, because he opened up to me a whole new avenue of lifestyle as well as coaching. Thank you, Chuck Daly.